This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And the squeaker in Minnesota has finally squeaked. Norm Coleman has been announced as the Republican senator reelected in Minneapolis. No punchline for Al Franken, who was down to just a few hundred votes there during the counting, which went into the wee hours of the morning and was just resolved by the Associated Press moments ago. Tom Scheck from Minnesota Public Radio joins us from the Twin Cities. Tom, what happened in the end and why was this so close?
Well, the AP just called it, and Norm Coleman is ahead by 800 votes at this point, but there are still two precincts remaining. What's basically going to happen from here is that there's going to be a mandatory recount because it's been less than 1%, less than one half of 1% of the total percentage votes. Each candidate here, Democrat Al Franken and Republican Senator Norm Coleman, got 1.2 million votes, so 800 votes at this point are separating the two. And now in about 2 weeks, the canvassing board is going to meet here, and then they're going to start examining each ballot by hand and go through that. The Secretary of State said that could take up to a month to make sure that this race is the way they say it is.
What were the raw numbers on the presidential race, Obama-McCain?
Obama beat John McCain by about 10 percentage points. I think it was 53-43. So the coattails for were not so long for Barack Obama in terms of Al Franken. There were a lot of folks who were concerned that Al Franken, as you said, a former comedian for Saturday Night Live, was not going to be taking the job very serious. And that was one of the things that Republican Senator Norm Coleman really hammered him on over the last couple of months, saying, you know, this is a serious job and it's no place for a comedian.
And so there was a lot of ticket splitting there in Minnesota. And I'm wondering if there were campaign appearances on the part of Barack Obama to help Al Franken, or was he really on his own to raise himself over the I'm just a comedian bar?
There were not many appearances from Barack Obama. Obviously, he felt like he was going to win Minnesota and wanted to spend some time in more red states. But Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton made several appearances, especially over the last 2 weeks. They campaigned on the Iron Range, which was one of those parts in northern Minnesota where they were just concerned about, okay, is this guy serious enough? Is this someone that we could really trust? Is he a real true Minnesotan? And they really campaigned heavily for him. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani also campaigned for Norm Coleman. So for the last 2 weeks, they were really really intent. And, I mean, I talked to the campaign manager on Sunday for Norm Coleman, and he said, you know, this is going to be close, recount close. And I kind of joked a little bit and chuckled, and he was kind of pretty true on that.
He was definitely true on that. I mean, it's sort of the irony about the Clintons campaigning for Al Franken. I mean, I guess it's payback. You know, Franken has used the Clintons for so many of his material, or for so much of his comedy material. I wonder if having the Clintons campaign for Al Franken necessarily made the point that he's serious.
Well, the Clintons, they both thought that Al Franken could make the jump to the Senate. We actually asked Hillary Clinton on Monday about this to say, is this someone that could do a good job and be taken seriously in the Senate? And she was like, of course, there's no doubt about that. So she was saying he's a smart guy, he graduated from Harvard, he can do the job. So, it was a dichotomy, so to speak.
Is the future punditry? Is it radio? Is it more comedy? We will see on the Al Franken sense. But Norm Coleman is going back to the Senate. Tom Scheck from Minnesota Public Radio, thanks so much for joining me.
You got it.
Did I just say Franken sense? I did. The Al Franken sense. That's amazing. I coined that. That's mine.